I have a beautifully deep and far-ranging conversation with my guest, Reverend Bridge Feltus, this week. Another human I wish I could be around in my daily life, Reverend Bridge is so full of powerful wisdom and gentle kindness. It's really difficult to talk about other human beings, but from the beginning of our conversation to the end, I felt like we each had created a really gorgeous space for our interview. We talk fairy tales and villains, and the compassion we should have for the quote-unquote bad guys. Reverend Bridge talks about the great works she's done in her life, and how she's trying to heal other humans with her words and the classes she offers. She also tells the story of her dear friend Michael, which might hurt some of your hearts to hear, but it is essential to understanding not only the world we live in, the country we live in, but just who Reverend Bridge is and why she is doing some of the work that she does. She's joyful, she's unstoppable, and she is in this world to make a difference. There will be a link in the episode show notes so that you can discover a bit more about this wonderful and lovely human. But enough of me talking, so here we go. My interview with Reverend Bridge Feltus.
I decided to move to Germany. I have an uncle who, he's no longer with us, but he was stationed in Germany in the 60s and 70s, and he fell in love and he married a German woman, and they had three children together. And he ended up staying in Germany, and he became a famous fashion photographer. And so in my 20s, I was looking for a way to get out of Compton. I didn't have a lot of opportunities. This is in the late 80s, early 90s. There weren't a lot of opportunities for work and career and things like that. And I was feeling a bit lost.
I ask every single guest, I would love to hear a story or stories where you feel like you've witnessed something that was magical or something that was miraculous. It could have happened to you. You could have witnessed it. Anything that you'd like to share with my listeners.
Oh my goodness. Magical things are happening all the time to me. Well, let me just say this first. My definition of magic is anything that I don't yet understand the workings of. Something maybe that I could not have predicted or don't understand the workings of. I think that at some point, you know, the fact that we can sit here, I can look you in the face in real time and you can hear me speak. I don't know where you are on the planet. You could be thousands of miles away. And I can speak to you. 100 years ago, people would have called that sorcery. There's so many things that we're able to do. A recorded voice. Some people would have called that sorcery 1,000 years ago, right? So magic is simply the things we don't yet understand. And the key word there is yet. And we are evolving constantly. So that. So let's see. What magical thing happened to me that I could share? Oh my gosh, so many. Oh, how about a love story? How about a love story? That'll be good. So in my 20s, I decided to move to Germany. I have an uncle who, he's no longer with us, but he was stationed in Germany in the 60s and 70s. And he fell in love and he married a German woman and they had three children together. And he ended up staying in Germany and he became a famous fashion photographer. And so in my 20s, I was looking for a way to get out of Compton. I didn't have a lot of opportunities. This is in the late 80s, early 90s. there weren't a lot of opportunities for work and career and things like that. And I was feeling a bit lost. And so I decided to move to Germany and kind of hang out with my uncle and my cousins for a while and see what happens. Well, he said to me, "Don't come just yet. You need to have a plan. What do you want to do with yourself?" I'm like, "I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know." Well, he's like, well, you didn't finish school. What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm in beauty school right now," because I thought that would be fun. And so I finished beauty school, and he's like, "Yeah, but this is just one of those little Maranello beauty schools. They don't really teach you art and science and all that kind of stuff. It's just like how to pass the state exam. That's not good enough. What are you want? Are you going to do it? You're going to really do it. You need to master it. So what are you going to do about that?" I was so devastated. I'm like, "I don't know what I'm going to do about that." So that night I prayed. I said to God, I said, "Please show me what to do. I do want to be a master of whatever it is that I decide to do with my life. So please, I'm asking you, show me the way." The next day I got a call from my mom. She said that the church that she was playing for, this is around the same time of the Rodney King riots. This is right after Rodney King happened. She said, "Vidal Sassoon is coming to our church on Sunday, and he's creating a scholarship for the Sassoon Academy, which is a 10-month program. It's like $15,000. And it's like the top of the line, the best school in the world you could go to for hair cutting and hair design and all of this," right? So I showed up and I applied for the thing. There were 3,000 people who applied, and I was one of the 13 people they chose. And so I got my little scholarship. I didn't have a car. I was living in Compton still, and it's about an hour and a half bus ride to Santa Monica, where the school was. And first week of school was just like a nightmare, because I didn't have the money for the equipment, and I didn't have a car, and it was just really harsh, like 3 hours on a bus round trip. And I prayed again. I'm like, I need some solutions. I'm not going to make it. The school called me up and said that they were donating my tools the next day. And one of my family members said they had a car I could have. I hadn't even, by the way, told anyone that any of this was a problem. I was still pretty young and naive and didn't really have the, you know, I was still kind of embarrassed about not having everything in order. I didn't know to just say, "I need this." So people were coming out of the woodwork to help me. And a couple people, you know, donated some money so that I would have gas money and money for parking. And it just all kind of fell into place. Halfway through the program, Vidal Sassoon decided to offer me funding to start my own salon. And I ended up turning it down and moving to Germany. So I moved to Germany, joined an agency for makeup artists and hairstylists, and ended up having my work shown. I'm saying this is all happening within a 3-year period, having my work shown in, you know, Italian Vogue, and I did work for Chanel and Gautier, and I mean, you just name it, all the famous photographers I worked with over there. And of course, with some help from my uncle, who was a fashion photographer. So he helped me out a little bit there. But he insisted before I came that I actually have a real and solid plan, all of which felt very much impossible. So this particular experience changed me in such a way that I am really annoying to people who say I can't to me. So
I hope this conversation gave you as much happiness to listen to as it did for me, making it and meeting Reverend Bridge. And I hope that we all can come away from it a little bit wiser and more hopeful about the world. Please do check out our website. There is a link in the episode show notes. Be sure to dive into her Remember Institute, where the tagline is, "Heal yourself, heal the world." There's a 14-week intensive, and it's semi-self-paced. And really, check out some of the responses of the people who have taken this course. It is truly changing lives. As well, there will be a link to our website, The Intersection for Mankind, that describes itself as a movement that educates and entertains with the intent to empower, enlighten, and inspire mankind through the collaboration of art, science, spirituality, and technology. I need to thank Reverend Bridge for being on the podcast and for sharing her gorgeous self. Thanks to everyone who listens, and please do consider leaving a review or giving me a rating wherever you find the podcast. And by the way, sharing is caring, so do share the podcast shamelessly with everyone you meet. This is like the only time I'm going to encourage shamelessness, so please take advantage of it. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Reverend Bridge, and always have hope. Because hope is really a superpower. Hope can change the world. So use that superpower to motivate yourself, to keep yourself going, but also to teach others and to lift others up. So be like Reverend Bridge, have a superpower called hope, and then go use it to change the world.